The LA Clippers have made their GM hire, and they stayed in-house for the hire, or should I say the promotion. Clippers assistant general manager Trent Redden is now the general manager, the second in command under Lawrence Frank. What does that mean for the Clippers? Who really is Trent Redden? Gonna be talking about it all on today's Locked On
You are
Clippers.
Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. You are locking in with the Clips. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers the first listen of your day. Your team every day. I'm your host, Darren Vaziri. Finished my 18th season as a Clipper fan, born and raised in Los Angeles. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, for even more LA sports, Clipper, and NBA content going live after every single night of playoff basketball. And of course, you got to subscribe to Locked On Clippers. The podcast is free and available on all your favorite podcasting platforms, but subscribing on YouTube so you can watch it visually is even better if you can. Hit the notification bell so you know every single time we post an episode, 5 days a week. And today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Game Time is the best place to get the best deals on last-minute tickets to any event that you want to go to. And in today's episode, well, the final... Not the final, but the question has been answered. It's finally been answered. The Clippers GM, it will not be Bob Myers. Lawrence Frank is staying put. The Clippers stayed in-house with the promotion by giving Trent Redden, who was an assistant general manager, now he is the general manager. And Mark Hughes, also already on the Clippers organization or front office, promoted to senior VP slash assistant GM. So there goes the rumors. With Michael Winger being gone, the Clippers have stayed in-house by promoting Trent Redden. Now, I want to give a shout-out to a subscriber, SOB3 underscore Sun. He commented in one of the videos saying that Trent Redden was apparently the one behind the good moves of the last 5 years and said that he will be the GM. So shout-out to you. You got that one spot on. The Clippers did stay in-house. Now, I want to say, the whole Bob Myers thing, I know what people are going to be thinking. I saw a lot of Clipper fans on Twitter today reacting negatively and were disappointed that the Clippers stayed in-house, thinking that nothing's going to change or whatnot. Let me be real. Maybe I need to take some accountability for getting it in people's minds that there potentially could be change, saying that the Clippers will go after Bob Myers and all these things. Who knows if they did? From what it sounds like, it seems like Bob Myers is actually just taking a break, like the Warriors fan suggested. Because had he been on the market looking for new jobs or a new job right now, there's no doubt in my mind the Clippers would have explored that option. I have no doubt. Not to say that they want to move off Lawrence Frank, but I think knowing Steve Ballmer, he'd be willing to let go of Frank to bring Bob Myers in. But it doesn't sound like he was available. I feel like we would hear that he had an interview if he was. So I really don't feel much about this move. Like I don't really have anything to say about it in terms of, do I think it's going to make a huge difference? I really don't know between Michael Winger, Lawrence Frank, Jerry West, and Trent Redden, who was the brains behind all the good and bad moves of the last 5 or 6 years. But I do know that Lawrence Frank seems to be the one in charge, getting the final say, the face of it all, and getting the credit for it when it happens. So in my opinion, from what I'm hearing, nothing's really going to change here. Lawrence Frank is still going to be making the decisions, and Trent Redden is just the new Michael Winger. So Woj wrote today in his article was that both Redden and Hughes had been assistant general managers and will continue to report to Clippers president Lawrence Frank, who has been able to hold on to both executives in recent years despite offers for promotions elsewhere, end quote. So you know right then and there, based on what Woj is saying, that Lawrence Frank has heard offers for Trent Redden and Mark Hughes. So it seems like they were sought after to some degree over the last couple of years. Clippers are able to keep them around. So based on the fact that in Lawrence Frank's tenure as president or general manager, whatever you want to call it, in my opinion, the Clippers have done well, I think, overall. Remember, if you listen to the episode I did a couple of weeks ago, I talked about if I think Lawrence Frank has done a good job. And my answer was yes. He still brought in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, which was the biggest move, biggest free agency move in the history of the Clipper franchise, even bigger than Chris Paul, in my opinion. Norman Powell and Robert Covington. I mean, he's made a ton of good moves. Giving up Tobias Harris in the hopes that we could get Kawhi, that was a huge gamble. It paid off. Have they made some bad moves? Of course they have. Have they missed on some draft picks? Of course they have. Have they hit on some draft picks? SGA, Brandon Boston, Terrence Mann, I think they have as well. So if what one of the, that loyal subscriber, I already forget his username, is saying is true, then in Trent Redden's, the brains behind all the good moves for the Clippers, then this was a great hire or a great promotion. And this is a quote from Lawrence Frank. He said, "For the past 6 years, Trent and Mark have been trusted evaluators, dependable leaders, and for me, close confidants. Today, we are thrilled to reward them," said Lawrence in a statement. And Redden has been with the Clippers since 2017. So he has overseen the retooling and the 2-1-3 era. So congratulations to Trent Redden. If we didn't know who you are, now we know who you are. The new general manager of the LA Clippers, replacing Michael Winger. So the Clippers are staying in house. Let me know what you think of the move in the comments. Would you have rather seen someone come in? It didn't really matter if somebody new came in, because if Lawrence Frank is still the president, he's the one making the basketball decisions at the end of the day. But coming up, going to be taking a look at the background of Trent Redden and Mark Hughes, learning a little bit more about them, because to be honest, I'm a Clipper fan diehard. I cover this team, and I did not know much about these guys at all before today. Is that on me? Should I be better? I don't know. But coming up, going to be talking about who Trent Redden and Mark Hughes really are and their background in the NBA thus far. But before I do that, I got to tell you about Game Time. Buying tickets to your favorite events should never be as hard as they actually are. And Game Time is where you can get that solved in no time. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, soccer, you name it, Game Time carries it. And Game Time is the fastest and best way to find last minute tickets anywhere around. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And you can get images of your seats before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Just download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, now it's time to talk a little bit more about Trent Redden and his background. So Trent Redden, as I said, he has been with the Clippers for 6 years as an assistant GM working under Michael Winger and Lawrence Frank. So he's probably had a hand in discussing all the big moves, and he's familiar with the franchise. So in terms of personalities and potential personality clashes and all that, Lawrence Frank bringing in somebody, as he described, a trusted confidant, is good for the chemistry within the front office. You know, you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen in terms of bickering and stuff. Of course, you want to have diverse perspectives, but obviously you want the people to like each other in your organization as much as possible. But Redden, his job or his experience in the NBA did not start with the Clippers. He actually worked 11 years in Cleveland with the Cavaliers, where he served as an assistant general manager to David Griffin when the Cavs won the 2016 championship. That's a big deal. I mean, yeah, he wasn't the guy getting all the credit for the moves. That would be David Griffin. But the fact that he oversaw a championship team and has a ring on his finger, I didn't know that. I personally didn't know that. Lawrence Frank may not have a ring as an executive or anything like that, but Trent Redden does. So good for him. Obviously, you know, you had LeBron James there, which is, you know, a little different having one of the greatest players of all time. But I will say this, you know what that means? That means that this is not the first time that Trent Redden has worked with Ty Lue. He worked with Ty Lue and Michael Winger early in his stay in Cleveland. So he already had a relationship with Ty Lue before Ty came to the Clippers and helped Glenn out as an assistant. And Lawrence Frank said a lot of executives have backgrounds in strategy or evaluation. Trent brings expertise and agility in both. High praise. Since he joined us, Trent has scoured the globe in search of amateur and pro talent while serving as an integral advisor on every major decision and acquisition we've made. So that tells me that he's very involved in the scouting. So, you know, let me know what you think of the Clippers' latest draft choices and all that. But he's hit on some, he's missed on some, but that lets me know that he's been involved with the scouting. He also said, an integral advisor on every major decision and acquisition we've made. So if you like what the Clippers have done in the last 5 or 6 years, Trent Redden, according to Lawrence Frank, deserves some credit for those moves. He also went on to say he is a respected leader with strong relationships throughout the league and we're excited to see him in his new role. So again, it really all comes down to, do you like the Clippers stayed in-house? You know, if they brought in someone different, how much would they have tried to change the roster? Well, they can't try to rebuild or blow it up or do anything reckless because that's ultimately Steve Ballmer's call and where he wants his business to go direction-wise. But that's all I got on Trent Redden. So background with Cleveland, has a championship as an assistant GM, has clearly been part of a good period of Clipper history in recent history with the Clips, and now he's the GM taking over for Michael Winger. I apologize to everybody for the whole Bob Myers hype. A lot of it was just me being optimistic and pushing an agenda for fun because there's not much to talk about right now for being real in terms of Clipper basketball. No free agency moves. We got one pick, the 30th pick. I'm probably going to start doing some draft content, even though I don't know the pool extremely well. But I definitely plan on doing some draft content of who we could pick at that 30th pick. Remember, if you're wondering why we have the 30th pick and not like the 17th, it was part of the Eric Gordon trade. We had to pick swap and traded it. It was Milwaukee's pick. So we have Milwaukee's pick now that we got from Houston. Now Houston has our pick. That would have been like 17th or 16th. But how about Mark Hughes? So Mark Hughes, according to Lawrence Frank, or I'm sorry, according to Andrew Greif or Grief of the LA Times, still have not heard how to pronounce that guy's name. Hughes coached in the CBA and NBA before working in New York's front office for 10 seasons. So he was a coach before. 10 seasons with New York. Now, that's not necessarily the greatest track record. He joined the Clippers as an assistant general manager in 2017. So not just Redden has been there since 2017. Mark Hughes has also been there since 2017. And Hughes has played a role in scouting and as an executive on most of the team's road trips, also often serves as a liaison between the Clippers front office and roster. So interesting notes or information on Mark Hughes. I mean, New York, not exactly the best track record in terms of success recently and making good moves. They've started to right the ship with Leon Rose, but that's not when Mark Hughes was with them. So again, I don't know how relevant it all is. Mark Hughes is probably just another person that's going to be involved in talking and making decisions for the Clippers behind the scenes. But ultimately, it still comes down to Lawrence Frank is my takeaway. But there you go. A little bit more information on Trent Redden and Mark Hughes. But coming up, what does this mean big picture in terms of Lawrence Frank, Ty Lue, and all of that going forward? Going to be talking about that coming up. But before I do that, I got to tell you about Prize Picks and the $1 million daily Super Flex promotion. Every day of the NBA Finals and the playoffs, one Prize Picks user will win a chance at becoming a millionaire. One entry placed after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time will be randomly selected each day, and whoever placed that entry will be given a 6-pick flex with the following payouts. If you get 4 correct picks, you'll win $16,000. If you get 5 correct picks, you'll win $80,000. And if you get 6 correct picks, you'll win $1 million. Full details can be found at prizepicks.com/million. You must opt in at this link to be eligible for the $1 million entry. And once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like normal and you could be the lucky winner. And Prize Picks is the best daily fantasy entry app on the market. It's not you versus any particular person. It's just you and the projections available. And how it works is all you got to do is pick 2 to 6 players and predict if they will score more or less than the Prize Picks projections. You can win up to 25 times your money on any entry, and And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. It includes NBA, MLB, NHL, anything you want. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. They're safe and fast withdrawals and currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. Just download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. All right. So now let's look at the big picture. Lawrence Frank, from what it sounds like, is sticking around and has his right and left hand man alongside him still. So were all those rumors throughout the season true about Lawrence Frank and Ty Lue? Clearly, I think they were, because they came from way too many sources to deny, to be honest. National pundits and behind the scenes people telling me things. So I do believe that they had a different idea of what the roster wanted to look like. And that was very evident from Lawrence Frank's comments on the trade deadline and the point guard that he labeled that he didn't want, which sounded like Westbrook, the way he was playing with the Lakers, Laker Westbrook. But they were able to convince him, and he made it very clear that it was a Ty Lue, Paul George, Kawhi pushed move. And maybe Russell Westbrook playing so well let Lawrence Frank say, you know what, Ty and guys, I was wrong. Maybe we did need a point guard. Maybe. I have no proof on that. That's just speculation. And then, you know, they were like, okay, we'll run it back. No problem. But Lawrence did say in his exit interview that Ty's going to be back. Like, why wouldn't he be back? But it didn't sound very convincing, as I've said in previous episodes. But that being said, Steve Ballmer, I think, respects Lawrence Frank. I think he respects Ty Lue. I think he feels like they've both done a really good job. And I think he's going to run it back with both of them. Even though I was thoroughly convinced that one of them would be out the door, whether it be Lawrence Frank or Ty Lue. And maybe I was wrong. I probably was, because it sounds like he's going to run it back. And I don't necessarily know how I feel about that. Unless Lawrence Frank fully believes we now need a traditional point guard or somebody who is used to playing that position in the NBA. If he believes that, then maybe their differences have been resolved. But if Lawrence Frank still wants to build the team with an emphasis on wings, defense, and maybe not needing a traditional point guard, then I have a hard time believing that another season is going to go by and Lawrence Frank is going to be okay with Terrence Mann not getting enough minutes and Ty Lue potentially playing 3 guards again and just leaning guard heavy for another season. That's the thing that I'm, kind of curious about. So we'll see as the offseason continues what will happen, if Ty Lue's going to stick around, if there's going to be absolutely no changes. But I think with this move and the Clippers staying in-house, it sounds like they want to keep things as is and they don't want to bring in anyone new. As I said, the Bob Myers thing was just a pipe dream. I wanted it. I was trying to speak it into existence. But ultimately, all signs point to the fact that he seems to want to take a break. It sounded pretty toxic in Golden State this year. His picks, the Kamingas, the Moody's, they didn't get consistent burn. They traded James Wiseman. It was clear that Steve Kerr and the vets, didn't have really time and patience for that. And Bob Myers wanted a break. Obviously, so much pressure being a general manager or a president of all the basketball decisions for a dynasty. I understand him wanting some time off. But yeah, in conclusion, this to me feels like Lawrence Frank and Ty Lue are coming back. By staying in-house, I don't think there's going to be a new philosophy on the roster or anything like that. Trent Redden clearly has a history with the Clippers, a familiarity with the team, having been here for 6 years, 11 years with the Cavs, has a championship, so that's always great to hear. And then Mark Hughes. I mean, I don't know how much we'll hear that name throughout the season, but for now, he is the new assistant VP. I deleted the note, but the assistant VP. Anyway, that's it for me in this one. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod. Subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper. And remember to subscribe to Locked On Clippers. Hit the notification bell and let me know what you think of the move. Mark Hughes, so the official title, I didn't want to butcher that before the episode ended, is Senior VP / Assistant GM. So there you go. But let me know what you think of the additions, or the promotions in the comment section. The age-old proverb continues, go Clippers.